Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, a football Friday. Football in the air 2 days from now. Eagles and Saints. Saints. What the hell am I talking about? Eagles and Giants. Where did that come from, John? I don't know what that was about. Eagles and Giants, Sunday. Snow, maybe in a couple hours. Sixers later tonight. Flyers, fifth win in a row last night. And none of the teams, awesome. Flyers, Sixers, Eagles, Phillies, none of them have played in the last 2 days or will in the next 2 days play the New Orleans Saints. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Got a lot to get to today. Football Friday. What up, Richie Rich?
Most elephants weigh less than a blue whale's tongue.
Wow. Really?
Amazing, right?
Are you sure?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big tongue. That's one of the coolest factoids we've got.
Are you sure? Because you've had some factoids in recent weeks that have been a little shaky.
I've done the legwork.
You better be right about this one.
Or what?
Or not going to be happy with you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-17-994-94.
Take it to the bank, Joe. Elephants weigh less than blue whales' tongues.
We got a lot today. This is Football Friday. We like to load it up. Get ready for the Eagles and Giants. We got Bathtub Time Machine, 11 o'clock. Of course, many memorable Eagles and Giants games, especially up there in the Meadowlands, so to speak. So today at 11 o'clock, Bathtub Time Machine. Mike Quick joins us today at 11:25, looking to talk to the Eagles' great receiver, obviously announcer as well, along with Merrill here on WIP. So Quick coming up at 11:25. We'll go inside the game, X's and O's of this matchup. John taking us inside the matchup late in the 11 o'clock hour. Beat the Hammer at noon. NFL picks at 1. Time's yours at 1:45. Phone calls all show, 888-729-9494. John, let's hit it because, this is a great opportunity this week for the Eagles to take another step toward home field advantage. A lot of people maybe don't know. I'm just guessing. The Eagles actually can clinch home field advantage this weekend.
Yeah.
Now, right. It's probably unlikely. The Vikings would have to lose. They got a real winnable game. But if the Vikings lose and the Eagles win, the Eagles actually wrap home field advantage up on Sunday. That could happen on Sunday. It's pretty amazing. That probably won't happen.
The Vikings are 10.5-point favorites at home playing the Bengals.
Very unlikely. Very unlikely. But even if Minnesota wins, if the Eagles can win this one, then they're right on the doorstep, obviously, with their magic number being 1 entering the final 2 weeks, and they would just about be there. So things set up in a real nice spot for the Eagles. We'll get into it today, 888-729-9494. Obviously, the main big topic of conversation this week, after we move through the Carson Wentz injury and the sadness and the disappointment of that, and then it was, all right, well, Nick Foles. So this is the Nick Foles show now, and it's been amazing, John, I think, how overwhelmingly positive people have felt about Foles. It's interesting to me, do people really believe in Foles, or do they want to believe in Foles? Look, we know he's competent. Like, Foles is a competent quarterback. There's no question he's competent. He's not great. He's not terrible. He's middle-ish, right? He's a good backup. He's what they've got now. I want to get into it today and hear from everyone, 888-729-9494, because we've heard a lot of positivity about Foles, and I want to hear from everyone today why you believe in Nick Foles. I want to get everyone on the record before, because look, here's the deal. Sunday at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a greater sense. And 10 a.m. Monday morning, John, when you and I start show, like, we'll have new data. This isn't Foles 2013. It isn't Foles 2014. It isn't him with the Rams. It isn't him with the Chiefs for like a couple, games last year.
Isn't him against the Rams this year when he wasn't the starter and practicing as the guy.
This is 3 hours of football of Nick Foles on Sunday.
I need this.
And it's really going to be interesting. It's going to be fascinating. But today's the day. I want to hear everyone. I want to get everyone on the record. I want you to really think about it. You believe in Foles, it seems a lot to. If you don't, we'll take those calls also, 888-729-9494. But for those that believe in Foles, why specifically do you believe in Foles? Was he a product of the system under Chip or not? Is he a legit quarterback? Or do you have some concerns that there was product of the system in 2013, which I think there was some of that? John, I'll start with you. And again, 888-729-9494. Because you have expressed a lot of positivity about Foles, although admittedly, as you've said this week, the deeper the week's going on, you know, a little concerns. Why do you believe in Nick Foles?
Because he won't have to do much, at least not right away.
Nothing like the first answer being about everything other than him. why do I believe in Nick Foles? Because he's got a lot around him.
I believe that Nick Foles is not a finished product right now. I believe that Nick Foles needs a few games to get, you know, under his belt to develop a rapport with these receivers. Remember, he's been throwing to the scout team all season long. There were some questions about, hey, why can't Carson and Alshon connect? Well, because you have to build chemistry. You have to build rapport with the receivers. Nick Foles doesn't have that yet. But in the meantime, we can run the ball. In the meantime, we can sick our defense on people. I absolutely believe they're going to turn it up. And everyone else will, you know, dig a little deeper, give a little more. Nick Foles won't have to do too much right away. That right now is why I believe he will win games.
Well, so, and again,
subject to change, well, by the way.
I don't believe,
like I said, I don't believe this Nick Foles this week is the same Nick Foles in the playoffs. I think he will be better.
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
Well,
it does
help to have a very winnable game in the first game he's got to start. I mean, being able to play the Giants, you know, that's a nice thing to step into. You know, there's no question about that. 888-729-9494. All right, why do you believe in Nick Foles? So let me give my answer why I believe in Nick Foles. And let me just say this when I say I believe in him. I mean, I believe in him to a point. I think he can do this. But I think your first answer is a key answer. He can do this. And I say this, I'm talking like, you know, the whole shebang here. Not just talking about beating the Giants on Sunday. Because they are in a great spot.
I mean, I think he can do the whole shebang.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah,
I'm with you. But the fact that they are likely going to have home field and that the finish line of the regular season is near, and that he's only going to have to win two home, and I don't want to say only two home playoff games because the Eagles haven't even won any playoff games since 2008, but you get my point. I mean, the fact that two of the games are at home, likely, okay, if they can secure that in the next couple of weeks, helps a lot. So the table is set for him. Like, he's about to have dinner, but he doesn't have to cook the whole dinner. Someone cooked the dinner for him. Carson Wentz and the other 52 or the other 51 guys, they cooked the dinner. Nick Foles is about to sit down at the table to eat with a meal largely prepared. So, okay, he's got that going for him. But forget that for a second, because that's, frankly, periphery of him. Let's talk about him. Why do I believe in him? All right, four reasons, John. One, he can process information. We have seen quarterbacks in this league that struggle, whether it's pre-snap or post-snap, with recognition of what's going on out there. Foles is okay there. I'm not saying he's exceptional, but he can hang in there. He can do that.
But we can't say that he's not exceptional. Having been in the league as long as he's been in the league.
I don't know. I don't see exceptional there. I agree.
I have not seen exceptional
but he can process,
from him there. But we don't know.
But he's
got more experience since we last saw him.
He does, but not much game experience. Some, but not a ton of game experience.
It doesn't matter. Game experience or not, the fact that he's been in those meetings, working hard, digging into the X's and O's on the film, that makes a difference.
All right, so to me, number one, he can process information. Number two, he can make the throws. He can make all the throws. He's got a pretty good arm. This isn't a noodle arm. You know, this like, no offense to Jeff Garcia, who I was a huge fan of. But Jeff Garcia had a limited arm. Nick Foles has a pretty damn big arm. He can make deep throws. He can make deep outs. He can, you know, touch pad. Like, Nick Foles has a pretty good arm. So you don't have an arm issue here.
Right.
So you got a good head. You got a good arm. All right, number three. He's been here before. Playoff variety. Down the stretch to try to make the playoffs, which he did in 2013, and to play in a playoff game, which he lost. But, I mean, he has prepared for the stretch run. And he has prepared for a playoff game. Now, he lost the game, but I think the fact that he's been through that experience helps. Number four, he's been here before the Philadelphia variety. This town's about to get crazy. All right? This town, listen, it's been really fun for the last 3 months. Really fun. But just like what happened with the 93 Phils, just like what happened with the 01 Sixers, just like what happened with the 08 Phillies, there's regular season fun, and then there's postseason hysteria. Right? I mean, we just know the way it goes, right? And you know John 04, 04 Eagles. Another example. Nick Foles has seen Philadelphia. He gets it. He gets it. How does that help him? I think it helps him have awareness, stay locked in, don't get too in the hoopla. It's going to be swirling around him. There's no question, but he's got to stay focused. Let us have the fun with the hoopla hysteria and craziness. Stay dialed in. Keep in your head. Get that arm ready to go. Work with the rapport with the receivers. Work with Doug Peterson on plays. What plays you like? What plays he used to run that used to work? What they can do? How they can scheme this thing up? I think Nick Foles is a very good backup, and I believe he can do this. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. All right, why do you believe in Foles? Lay it out there today. If you don't, we'll take those calls as well. You tell us, 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.